As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
All the self-loathing wrapped into one beautiful 3-minute time period for me yesterday. Told you guys a couple of weeks ago that I moved into this new house and I've got myself a truck. And I did realize at the time, but just had forgotten, that if the soft top in this truck is up, it doesn't fit into my garage. So if it's up on a nice, beautiful, sunny day, before I get into the garage, I have to shut my soft top, right, onto the top of my truck and then drive into the garage. And a couple of weeks ago, I just totally forgot it, was doing something mindless and drove my truck right into my garage. Did $500 worth of damage to the garage, $13,000 worth of damage to my soft top.
Yikes.
Which, thankfully, your insurance covered a majority of.
Just about all of it. Mm-hmm. All right. I was going to pay for that out of pocket. And then I got to the dealership and they told me what it was. And I'm like, ring, State Farm. What you guys doing today?
What up, good neighbor?
Yeah. I mean, for $13,000, I didn't have my car for a couple of weeks. And what a hassle. And at least I learned my lesson. It's never going to happen again, right? I mean, $13,000, that doesn't happen again. Until yesterday.
Oh, no.
Where I had my soft top down on my truck again yesterday.
And No way.
Uh-huh.
It's opening day. I'm listening to my favorite Padres podcast. It's a beautiful day out. I pull right into the garage with my top down. Did it again.
Do you have the audio?
It's on Instagram right now.
Wait, can you show me?
I have the video from my security cameras right over my garage that I posted on Instagram 12 hours ago, and people love pain so much that it's been viewed 50,000 times.
Uh-huh. I was a couple of those.
I mean, how stupid can you be? Bert, I mean, honest to God.
You all, when you watch this video, and I thought he was sharing the old footage.
That's what I thought when Katie showed me the video last night.
You keep watching, and you keep watching, and then afterwards, you hear Bert go, no! No!
You can literally hear me in the garage.
Yes, screaming no. But and then it cuts to him, and he confesses he did it again.
Wow.
At this point, maybe you want to consider remodeling and making your garage entrance bigger.
That'd be cheaper.
I had somebody say, why don't you deflate your tires every time you go into the garage? I mean, come on. But the difference this time is that I stopped it before I went fully into my garage, so there was no damage this time. I just had to pull it out. I just had to rearrange a couple of things, but there was no damage. So I'm trying to figure out how I can prevent this from happening again, and I'm giving myself just a little bit of grace, although it is back-to-back the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life. I have been driving into garages my entire life and never had to worry about it.
Maybe. I know aesthetically it wouldn't look nice on the outside of your home, but put a stop sign right above the garage door.
I'm not kidding when I thought of that. Or a poster board that says, like, if your top is
just idiot. Just a sign that says idiot.
That could apply to a lot of people in my house. That could be me. That could be always. But somebody tipped me off to something really cool that I didn't even realize was a feature yesterday. So you can set reminders based on your location. So what I did last night is I set a reminder to the location of my home. So 200 yards before I get to my house, every time now, a reminder goes off. There's an alarm that goes off, and it tells me if the soft top is up, do not pull into your garage. Every time now I'm pulling into my home.
I'm going to love it when the GPS malfunctions and you rip your soft top off again and you're screaming and then the alarm goes off. Reminder, don't pull into the garage.
Look how far technology has had to come to save us.
So dumb. I couldn't believe I did it.
I wish we had the audio because you screaming no. And it wasn't when he goes, no, no.
It's like the last second of the video and you can just hear me like, I can't believe I just did this.
Wow.
All right. So with that, and again, at least it didn't cost me $13,000. It's not going to cost me a penny because there was no damage on it, but it could have been way worse.
Oh, there was no damage done this time?
No damage done at all this time because I stopped the car. There was more damage done on the garage door. There's another dented
The car's okay.
Yeah, the car's fine. Yeah. And the garage works, so I'm not calling and having anything done.
It's got a little ding.
It's got a couple of little dings in it. That's all. I mean, it's a really big ding. And now it's 3 scratches and dents on one side of the garage.
Wow.
It's the trashiest garage door. But no, I'm not getting that damn thing replaced.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. The Burt Show.